This is an All Ears English podcast, Secrets to Real Listening, bonus 17, the most important native food phrases to connect. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast bonus series, where every week, Lindsay and Jessica will show you just how easy English listening can be when you have the right secrets and strategies. Plus, you'll hear stories from Lindsay's 12,000-mile summer adventure across the United States. Now let's get to the show. Today we take you to a diner in Chicago. We show you a few of the native phrases that are not only fun to use, but will also help you build connection with the people around you when you eat in an American diner. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, I'm great. I'm hungry. That's one thing.
You haven't had breakfast yet? Lunch. Okay.
I have breakfast as soon as I get up. I'm hungry. I wake up because I'm hungry.
Oh, me too. I have to eat right away. There are people who like say they can't take food so early, but I have to eat right away. That's one of my things. Otherwise, I get hangry.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. How do people do that?
I don't know.
I have friends that do that. They don't eat until like noon. How the heck?
I don't know. I don't think I could go through an entire morning being hungry. No thanks.
No way. And
speaking of food,
one of my favorite things to do is to have like a big breakfast at a diner.
I know. Yes. What do you order when you go to the diner, Jessica? What do you tend to order?
Oh, my God. So my favorite is corned beef hash and eggs with sourdough toast. That's like the best breakfast ever. What about you? What's your favorite?
Interesting. Well, I love like runny eggs. Like I love eggs over easy. I love how it runs all over the toast.
Dipping
and stuff.
the toast in it. Yeah. Ooh, so good.
So anything with that, I'll go for. I was in New York this weekend actually, and I went to a Middle Eastern place for brunch. It has a very it's called Miriam's, and I would recommend that for you guys if you're ever in Park Slope, Brooklyn. Check it out. It's a super popular brunch place. Not exactly a diner. It's a Middle Eastern cafe, but they had some really good meal, really good plates. Yeah.
Have you ever, because we both have traveled a lot around the world, have you ever seen a diner in another country? Or is that just American? Because diners are America. Like,
They're pretty American.
Yeah.
Especially in, that's why I love going to small town America. You know, like the real diners where you really feel like you're in a traditional American diner. I haven't seen them in, I mean, I love going to traditional places like in Japan. I like to go to izakayas, right? You know, cause that's traditional Japanese.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen, I don't know, maybe there are certain chains that call themselves American diners and they're around the world, but I haven't seen them.
It's never the same though. It's never the same.
So
listeners, if you're looking for a traditional American place, diners, that is where it's at. That even the first lesson in our course, it's all about diners.
Yeah, absolutely. So where does our course start, Jessica?
So the first module is the Americana the Beautiful. And the very first lesson is in a famous diner opened by a famous chef in Chicago. So it's not just any diner. I mean, when I think diner, I think like cheap coffee and like greasy eggs and bacon and stuff. But it's not quite that. It's elevated diner food.
So this is kind of a variation on a diner, but it goes along with this Americana the Beautiful module, guys, where we show you craft everything, right? Where a lot of people around the U.S. have taken something very basic and simple, like beer, like donuts, and they've elevated it to another level. And it's similar what we're talking about here, elevated diner food. It's better food. There's a celebrity chef involved, right? Yeah. It's not just everyday black coffee, free refills. It's a higher level of food, but it's definitely a place you guys should check out if you're in Chicago. And everyone who's in our course is going to be able to visit that diner in lesson one.
And the one of the coolest things that I saw just yesterday was a student posted after doing this lesson. She posted in our Facebook group that she actually lives in Chicago and not too far from this diner. And she didn't even know that it was like opened by this celebrity chef. And then she was also talking about the vocabulary. She didn't know that dinner was different from diner and that diner could also be a person. And it's these words that like a native speaker would take these for granted because this is just normally how we talk. But seeing her posting that stuff made me realize like that's like that students don't learn that stuff.
Yeah, you're right. I love that. And you're right, Jessica. And to your point, I think that these are the words that would keep us on the outside of connection, right? If we didn't know these words, or let's say we do end up at a place like this with our native speaking friends, we won't be able to connect on this topic if we don't have these vocabulary words.
And honestly, guys, if you're going to connect anywhere, connect in a diner.
Yeah.
I mean, like nighttime is for bars, sure. Afternoon is for coffee shops, but morning, brunch, diners, like, you know, you could spend hours over a meal in a place like this. And people do, and just have like 1,000 cups of coffee and some of the most interesting, relaxed conversations over like comfort food. And, you know, like that's a really good place to connect. So it's a really good thing to prepare for.
Oh, absolutely. And that was one of the vocabulary words that came out of the lesson. Why don't we throw out today, like maybe three of the vocabulary words, Jessica, that do come out in that lesson. And then we can have our students, you know, those who are in the course can check out the others. But let's just talk about a couple of them today. What are some of the big ones that come out of that lesson that would help our listeners connect? Guys, we have released our new course called The Secrets to the Connected Communicator, featuring the Bridge to Connection method. And we're only allowing the first 100 students to join the course for this launch. Spots are filling up really quickly, guys. So go on over right now to make sure that you get in for the first launch. Go to allearsenglish.com/adventure and we'll see you inside the course.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, cool. So I think one of the first phrases to learn would be farm to table, because this is so current. It's a current trend in America. And it is something that we talk about all the time, and it's on the menus. It's on the signs for restaurants. I mean, this is important. So farm to table. How would you describe that, Lindsay?
Well, I think it's right there in the word, right?
Yeah.
This idea of, of food that goes really just direct from the farm where it's been grown straight to your table, right? We're cutting out the middleman of the supermarket where probably the owner of the restaurant, the chef, is going straight to the farm or has some kind of deal with the farm arranged. Okay. So cutting out the middleman that's how I think of it.
Yeah. It's the freshest ingredients, the freshest food. And I think it came out of our wanting to be like ecologically friendly, right? So you're saving mm-hmm. on all this transportation stuff. Trucks yeah. are not doing this. The food is the freshest. And yeah. so it's the healthiest as well. Yeah. And so this is huge, guys, farm to table. And it's even yeah. like made fun of in some shows. If you guys watch Portlandia, you guys can go on YouTube and watch some clips of this show. There's some super funny like sketches because farm to table, this idea is super important in Portland as well. So anyway, that's just a further little yeah. practice for you guys. So yeah, another like two idioms that kind of mean the same thing. What got me was, and then mm-hmm. it caught my eye. I really like yeah. those two phrases. We use those a lot.
I do too. I love that. And I love how one of the students who's already joined our course was in the Facebook group just sharing examples. Actually, a few students, because you had posted a question, I think, Jessica, yeah. where students were encouraged to practice using that. And that's another thing that we're getting to do in the Facebook group, which is so cool. We're practicing together, right? Yeah. What caught my eye or what got me was very important. And when we use these two phrases, what are we trying to say?
Yeah, so it's something that grabbed your attention, right? Yeah. Something that a little bit surprising, and then so that's why you noticed it, right? Mm. So there's something special about this, and so you noticed it. You started paying attention. So what got me was, let's see, what has gotten me recently? I was watching Pirates of the Caribbean with my son yesterday because it was kind yeah. of a sick day for him. And as I was watching it, I was like, nah, you know, I've seen this before, but I was like, why is this still so popular? And what got me was Johnny Depp's performance. Like, that's really what is the most interesting thing for me, I think.
Oh, wow. Johnny Depp is such a good actor.
He's amazing. I feel like
he's incredible. I mean, ever since What's Eating Gilbert Grape, all yeah. the way through all of his movies, he's right. just, he's stunning in every sense of the word. I mean,
right? Totally.
Good looking and talented.
Beautiful man. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So yeah, like something that made you pay attention and then caught my eye. I think this one is more common, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And I think of this as being a bit more visual.
Yeah.
So in the example, in the lesson, you know, of course, I was in the diner with my buddy Guy, who's a friend of mine here from Boston, but he flew out to join me for that weekend in Chicago, which is perfect because he's kind of a foodie. He wouldn't like to call himself a foodie because he thinks the term is snobby, but yeah. he was there and he's also a restaurant owner and he was online searching for restaurants. And he said, you know, what caught my eye was the font of the menu.
Right. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah. He's a very aesthetically oriented person. He cares a lot about design and aesthetics. So that was what caught his eye. And that's cool. why we went there, because he had that idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like how all of those things relate to the restaurant, right? Like him being a restaurant owner and him like having respect for this place, I think is yeah. it comes out in the lesson, right? Like why did he choose this? He's knowledgeable. He's definitely yeah. a foodie. He says yeah. he's not, but he has to be.
I know, right? I think he just wants to avoid the snobbish side of that term.
Yeah,
I think
totally.
It can have like a snobbish connotation, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. mm-hmm. yep.
I would never call myself a foodie, but no. I enjoy good food. But I'm yeah. not a foodie.
That's exactly what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
yeah. So you guys will, I mean, this is really, we're diving into lesson one in the course here, guys. And this is fun because we're really throwing out these native terms that are going to help you connect. So only the students in our course will be able to go through this video to meet Guy, to meet the waitress. At one point, I asked the waitress to get behind the camera and I asked her to summarize the evolution of this restaurant. Yeah. And it's just cool. There is a lot of background noise, but that's the cool thing about it, guys. It's real English, and yeah. this is what you're going to face in your daily situations in your life. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. And we do, like, if there is a particularly noisy background situation, mm-hmm. we're prepared for that. We warn you ahead of time. So we want you guys to understand, right? So yeah, we're taking like every opportunity to help you guys understand these native speaker situations.
Exactly. I mean, many of the lessons have transcripts. Some of them have mm-hmm. subtitles right on the screen. And we yeah. do everything we can to find that perfect balance of the challenge that you need and also the support that you need. So we're yeah. looking for that balance, with which I haven't seen anyone else in our field doing anything like this. So guys.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah. This is so completely unique. Our course. Yeah. I can't be more proud of it. I really care.
That's, exactly. And that's why we're talking about it, guys. We want to invite you in. But of course, as you know, as you've probably heard on this show, we're only allowing the first 100 people in for this first launch. So at this point, you want to go as soon as you can over to allearsenglish.com/adventure. And we will be taking down the sales page when we hit 100 students, guys. And we're getting really close.
Yeah.
So go on over there to allearsenglish.com/adventure.
Awesome. Yes.
Okay, very cool. This has been good. Now I want to go to a diner and have some runny eggs.
I know, me too. I think I will. I think I'll treat myself to lunch today.
Good idea. You deserve it. You've been all like stuck in that house. Got to get out. Get out there. Get outside.
Oh, so right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, cool. Awesome.
Okay. All right. Take care, Jessica. See you soon.
All right. Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's bonus episode. And if you enjoyed today's episode, then you'll love our free listening lesson where you'll get a taste of our powerful listening strategies. Go to allearsenglish.com/bridge. That's allearsenglish.com/BRIDGE to download this free lesson immediately. See you there.